You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. This is a reading of a set of essays by Rudolf Steiner that were introductions to Goethe's scientific writings. It's entitled Nature's Open Secret. This is chapter 14, entitled Goethe's Meteorological Ideas. As we have seen in his geology, it would be a mistake to see Goethe's actual achievements as his primary contribution to meteorology. Footnote, see the section of his, quote, Outline of a Weather Science, close quote, entitled Self-Evaluation, Rudolf Steiner, end of footnote. He never completed his meteorological experiments. We have only his viewpoints. His thinking always looked for the pregnant point, in the light of which a series of phenomena would naturally arrange themselves. Parenthesis C, quote, significant help from a single ingenious word, close quote, close parenthesis. His mind could not be satisfied with any explanation that drew on external, incidental factors to explain an orderly sequence of various phenomena. When he encountered a phenomenon, he looked for all similar and related facts belonging to the same sphere, so that he would have a complete whole before him. Within that circle there had to be a principle through which the inner necessity of everything regular, indeed that of the whole circle of related phenomena, became apparent. To him it seemed unnatural to explain manifestations within this circle by dragging its conditions that lay beyond, by dragging in conditions that lay beyond it. This is the key to the principle he established for meteorology. Quote, I became increasingly aware that it is not enough to ascribe the causes of such a constant phenomenon to the planets, the moon, or some unknown tide of the atmosphere. We reject all such influences. We assume that weather occurrences on Earth are neither cosmic nor planetary events. We must explain them according to our premises as purely telluric phenomena from Outline of a Weather Science. Close quote. Footnote, the constant phenomenon he refers to here is the regular rising and falling of the barometer observed by him and others. See the end of his Outline of a Weather Science, editor, end of footnote. Goethe wanted to trace atmospheric phenomena back to their earthly causes. First, he needed to find the particular point that expressed the fundamental lawfulness that determined everything else. The barometer provided such a phenomenon. Goethe regarded it as the archetypal phenomenon and tried to connect everything else with it. He tried to follow the rising and falling of the barometer and thought that he observed a certain regularity in it. By studying Ludwig Schön's tables, he found that, quote, the rising and falling of the mercury followed, quote, an almost parallel course, close quote, in different places, unaffected by the differences in latitude, longitude, and altitude, where observations were made, close larger quote. Since he considered this rising and falling a manifestation of gravity, he believed he had found a direct expression of the quality of gravity in the barometer's fluctuations. There is no point in projecting anything further into this explanation. Goethe rejected the formation of hypotheses. He wanted to express only the observed phenomenon. He was not looking for an actual causal factor, as would contemporary natural science. Other atmospheric phenomena were supposed to align with this particular phenomenon. Goethe was most interested in cloud formations. In the theories of Luke Howard, 1772 to 1864, he found a way to distinguish, within their constantly changing forms, certain essential configurations, thus, quote, holding fast in enduring thoughts what lives in fluctuating appearances, close quote. He was still looking for a way to understand the transformations of cloud formations, just as he had found in the, quote, spiritual ladder, close quote, of the plant, a way to explain the transformation of the typical shape of a leaf. In the realm of meteorology, the spiritual ladder, with which he connected the various formations, was the qualitative difference of the atmosphere at various altitudes. In neither the case of the plant nor of the clouds, did Goethe dream of assuming that his spiritual ladder was the actual entity? He was fully conscious of the fact that as far as the senses are concerned, only the individual cloud formations can be seen as actual realities in space, and that any higher explanatory principles are intended only for the eyes of the spirit. Contemporary attempts to refute Goethe are thus often a quixotic tilting at windmills. By ascribing to his principles a form of reality that he himself denied them, people think they have defeated him. But the form of reality he took as his foundation, the objective, concrete idea, remains unknown to contemporary natural science. Consequently, in this regard, Goethe himself must seem alien to science today. The end of chapter 14.